the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the sixth day of the blessed month of Kiak, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 970, Anno Domini, the Saint Abba Abraham, 62nd Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was a descendant of the Christians of the East, whose name was Ibn Zara'a the Syrian. He was a rich merchant who visited Egypt often, then finally settled there. He was blessed with many virtues, including mercy to the needy. His reputation of righteousness and knowledge became well known when the patriarchal church became vacant. The bishops and the learned elders all agreed to choose him as patriarch. When he sat on the chair of the see of St. Mark, he gave all his possessions to the poor and needy. During his days, Cosman ibn Mina, the Coptic minister, was appointed a governor over Palestine. Before his departure to his new position, he entrusted 100,000 dinars to the father, the patriarch, asking him to hold them until his return. He asked the Pope to give the money to the poor, the needy, the churches, and the monasteries if he died there. When the news of the taking over of Syria and Palestine by Haftin Kormati reached the patriarch, he thought that Cosman had died. He distributed that money according to Cosman's instructions. But Cosman was saved from death and returned to Egypt. The father, the patriarch, told him what he had with the money, and Cosman was glad and exceedingly happy. Among his accomplishments was the abolition of some corrupt and erroneous customs. He prevented and excommunicated everyone who took bribes from anyone for the purpose of gaining a clerical position. He also strongly forbade the keeping of concubines, when the people who were practicing that knew his orders, the fear of God moved them from, they also feared that the patriarch might excommunicate them. They set all their concubines free. They used to have a very bad habit to have another women like servants beside their wives. And this was adultery. This was a sin. And the patriarch prevented them from doing this bad habit, imitating the other nations. They set all their concubines free and went to the patriarch repenting, except for one of the rich men of the country. This man did not fear God, nor did he heed the fact that his father, who chided him repeatedly and was very patient with him, would excommunicate him. He did not return from his evil way and was not afraid lest God should destroy him. In spite of that, this father did not slacken in teaching and rebuking him. Furthermore, he humbled himself like Christ, his teacher, and he went to that man's house. When the man heard of the arrival of the patriarch to his house, he shut the door and refused to let him in. The father remained standing at the door for 2 hours, knocking, but the man neither opened the door for him, nor did he speak to him. The father realized that this wretched man had intentionally separated himself from the flock of Christ and became a corrupt member. The Pope saw it fit to cut him from the body of the church so as not to corrupt the rest of the body. He excommunicated him, saying, "Let his blood be on his own head." And then the Pope shook off the dust from his sandals at the door of the house of that man. At this moment, God manifested a sign before the eyes of those who were present, for the doorstep, which was made of granite, had split into two. Later on, the Lord showed his might, and the man lost all his wealth, and he was fired from his position in disgrace. He became ill, which led to his death in a horrible way. He became an example to the others, since many sinners learned a lesson and were afraid as a result of what happened to him. Now to the miracle of Jabal al-Mu'attam. During the days of this father, al-Mu'azz al-Khalifa had a Jewish vizier. His name was Jacob ibn Yusuf, who adopted the Muslim faith, and he changed it from Judaism to Islam. That minister had a Jewish friend, Ibn Kalis, who used to go with him frequently to the Khalifa and converse with him. That Jew took advantage of the favor that his friend had with the Khalifa and found this to be an opportunity to ask for the presence of the father, the patriarch, in order that he might have a debate with him. Al-Mu'azz was fond of having these debates about the religions. It was something he amused very much, to bring the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians to have a debate together in his presence. After Abraham came along with the Ambasawirus ibn al-Mukaffa, bishop of Ashmunin, al-Mu'azz ordered them to sit. So they sat down silently. He asked, "Why are you not debating?" Ambasawirus answered, "How can we argue in the presence of al-Khalifa with a man who is less than intelligent than an ox?" Al-Mu'azz asked for an explanation. Ambasawirus said, "God has declared by the mouth of his prophet, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know." In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. They debated the Jew and shamed him with all the irrefutable arguments that prove the soundness of the Christian faith. Then they left al-Mu'azz with great honor. The minister and his Jewish friend were not able to bear the insults
So they sought the chance to take revenge on Christians. A few days later, the Jewish vizier, Jacob ibn Yusuf, went to al-Mu'az and maliciously told him, "Your Royal Highness knows that the faith of the Christians does not have a sound base. Their Bible states, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move." In Matthew 17:20, Prince of the Faithful knows the falsehood of these sayings. And to verify this, we will summon the patriarch to give us the proof that their Christ saying are true. The Khalifa thought to himself, if the saying of Christ is true, that would be of great benefit to us, for the Al-Mu'attam Mount is too close to Cairo. If the mountain can be moved away, that would make the position of the city greater than what it is now. If the saying is not true, that will give us the justification to persecute the Christians. Al-Mu'az called the father patriarch and placed this saying before him and asked it for the proof of its soundness. The Pope asked it for 3-day respite, which was granted. When the Pope left Al-Khalifa, he gathered the monks and the bishops nearby and they all stayed in Al-Mu'allaqa, suspended church in old Egypt, in old Cairo, 3 days fasting and supplicating God. Before dawn of the third day, as Amba Abraham dozed off out of sheer weariness, Our Lady, Our Holy Lady, the Virgin St. Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to him and told him to rise up and to go to the street which leads to the market. There he would find a one-eyed man bearing a pot of water on his shoulder. She instructed Amba Abraham to tell him that he was the man designated by God to perform this sign. The holy man's name was Simon, and he was a tanner. The father, the patriarch, took him along with some of the priests, monks, and people to see Al-Mu'az, who was out of the government leaders and the nobles of the city nearby Mu'attam Mountain. The father, the patriarch, stood with those who were with him on one side, and Al-Mu'az and his entourage stood on the other side. The father, the patriarch, and the believers prayed and knelt down 3 times, and every time they knelt, they said, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Whenever the patriarch and the congregation lifted up their heads after each bow, the mountain would lift up, and when they bowed down, the mount was lowered down to the ground. And whenever they walked, the mountain moved before them. The saint, Saman al-Khurra, Simon the tanner, was chosen by the heaven because in his history, one day a lady came to him and she uncovered her dress, asking him to make for her a shoes. Then he found that he was offended by her when he saw her leg. And then he plucked his eye, saying, the Lord said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out to enter the heaven with one eye, better than go to the hell with 2 eyes. That's why the Lord chose Sama'an al-Kharras, Sama'an the tenor, for this miracle. A great fear came to the on the Khalifa and his companions, and many fell on the ground. The Khalifa advanced on his horse toward the patriarch and said, "O great teacher, I now know that you are a holy man. Ask whatsoever you wish, and I will give it to you." The patriarch refused to ask for anything, but when the Khalifa insisted, he asked the governor to allow him to build churches, especially the church of St. Macarius of the Two Swords, which was in Old Cairo. He wrote him a decree permitting the building and the renovation of the churches, and he gave him a large sum of money from the treasury. The patriarch thanked him and prayed for him, but he refused to take the money. As a result, Al-Mu'izz revered and respected him more for his piety and righteousness. When they started building the church of St. Macarius, some evil men prevented them from working. Whereupon Al-Mu'izz came to the site and kept the troublemakers away. He remained there, standing until they completed laying the foundation. This father renovated many churches all over the Sea of St. Mark. When he completed his course, he departed in peace after he sat on the chair for 3 years and 6 days. It was written in the history also that Al-Khalifa Al-Mu'izz converted into Christianity, and he went to Al-Muharraq Monastery, in which he died there. And it was said that his grave, his body, is still there. May the prayers of Amba Abraham be with us. Amen. On this day also we commemorate Saint Anatolius, the priest and martyr. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God, to God forever. Amen.
Exhale.